Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook
on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan,
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
All right, let's get to it. Joining us now, Dan Pizzuta, NFL writer for the 33rd Team. Follow them on Twitter at the 33rd Team FB. Follow Dan right there, as you would follow him by name. Dan, thank you so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, man. First things first. I saw you on social media earlier today talking about the Jair Alexander signing for the Baltimore Ravens. And I saw it. I was like, okay, I want to get Dan on to talk further about this. Because obviously, this is near and dear to our heart as far as Packer fans go. Because this dude was here and is now up and out. First, happy he's not in our conference. Really happy he's not in the division. Fine that he's on a really good team in the AFC side, which means the only chance they have really of having to deal with him would be a Super Bowl at this point, which I'm good with. Before we get into him signing with the Ravens, I want to approach a topic that I've been talking about on this show. I thought it was pretty classless the way the Green Bay Packers handled this whole situation with Jair Alexander. From the aspect of, number one, I don't believe they ever had any real intention of bringing him back. So then it's like, well, we're going to try and trade him. We don't want to just release him. Fine. So then they apparently get a deal done, according to reports, possibly with Buffalo. And Jair's like, I'm not redoing my deal for anybody. Like, this is my deal. I want to play with it. As soon as that happens, Dan, at that point, it's like, okay, well, we're just going to release him because nobody's going to take his contract. We know that. We're going to let him go out there and find somebody to play with while, you know, people are still going out there and building their rosters through free agency and going into the draft. Instead, no. Then we come up with some cockamamie story of, well, we're going to try and redo the deal. And then comes his father on social media and says, pretty much, they stripped all the guarantee money away from him and said, here, go ahead. If you really want to play here, do that. And obviously, that's insulting to Jair Alexander. And obviously, it didn't work out. And they did it right before the mandatory minicamp after June 1st. Like, I said back in February, if they drag this thing on purpose past June 1st, I was going to lose my mind. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it's a tough thing. And usually, you know, with these contracts and, you know, the way I think for the Packers doing it after June 1st did make sense for them just financially if there wasn't going to be anything done where the two sides could agree in a way to, you know, alter that contract to take out some of the, you know, guaranteed money or whatever it was, you know, financially for the Packers to kind of have what comes out on their cap to do that if they were going to move on. If they weren't going to do a trade, you know, after post June 1st didn't make more sense financially. So kind of the way it did play out in the media where it was a will they, won't they, a whole bunch, we're going to trade you. No, we might keep it back. It was very challenging.
And you could have had a post June 1st cut in February, right? Going in, you could have designated that and it still would have worked out the same way without dragging this on forever.
Right. So the thing with post June 1st trade, those actually have to be done after June 1st. So they might have been holding out more hope that they would have been able to get a trade, even if it was anything of return. But that actually would have to be because you can't designate a trade that's done before June 1st as you can a release.
Correct.
So I think they were kind of holding out a little more hope that maybe a trade would come as there's some injuries or teams just seeing, because there are a lot of teams that I think do still need some cornerback help, as we've seen. So I think they were just kind of holding on to that slim chance that they could get something in return. And then when they did realize that, the release then eventually did happen.
Dan Pizzuta joining us again, NFL writer for the 33rd team. Okay, so he goes to Baltimore. Last week when this all went down, I was like, okay, Raiders make a lot of sense. I mean, Eric Stokes is a starter, for God's sakes, over there right now, it appears, on the outside. That makes a lot of sense. I didn't have Baltimore in the picture at all until I saw Lamar Jackson start lobbying for him. And then once I saw that, I said, well, that's probably how this is going to end at the end of the day. Your thoughts on him going to Baltimore, what it means for everybody involved?
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense for Baltimore. This is a very Baltimore Ravens type of deal where you have the veteran who is, one, going to be released late in the offseason, so it's not going to be toward the compensatory pick formula to pick him up. And the fact that I think it's, what, you know, $4 to $6 million as a base of what he's going to be doing. Yeah, so this is the type of, you know, MO that the Ravens have a lot of times when we're looking at June, August. We've seen them get, you know, edge rushers, you know, the Jadeveon Clowneys of the world. They're usually like who they're looking at in, you know, July and August. So this certainly fits the mold of what they want to do. And as good as the secondary was for Baltimore, the second outside corner was still a bit of an issue. Last year, they had Brandon Stevens out there, and he was just getting picked on all the time. So they did bring in, you know, a couple of guys. They brought in, you know, Chidobe Awuzie, who was, again, a release, and had a veteran there. So, you know, they still had Jalen Armour-Davis, TJ Tampa, who was a fourth-round pick last year. So they had a couple of guys who they could have gone for that outside corner. But bringing Jaire Alexander in, it makes a lot of sense. One, because, he was great when he was on the field last year. The problem with him is whether he's going to be on the field for a reliable amount of time. And the thing with his injuries is they kind of, you know, pop up a little bit because it's usually hamstring. Sometimes he does feel healthy to go. So, and the games he misses are never, you can never really count on when they're going to be. It's not like there's a stretch of, you know, four games usually. So I think they, bringing in the upside for what Alexander can bring to the field, where he's not going to have to carry the load of the secondary. Nate Wiggins was incredible on the outside last year as a rookie. I think that's only going to continue getting better, because I do think cornerback is one of those positions where we do see, you know, in year two, three is really when you start to develop. So for him to be as good as he was last year, then you have Marlon Humphrey, who now can play more in the slot, where I think he played better last year. You can move Kyle Hamilton around. So I think having a guy on the outside like Alexander, who fills into that, you know, number two role, so the load on him is going to be less also. I think that is a good thing for Baltimore to bet on. And then they have so much depth and contingency plans in case, you know, he's not able to play, you know, a full season. So I think it's kind of a best of both worlds. It's a high upside, and I don't think there's a lot of risk to that deal for Baltimore either.
It's our Green and Gold Update brought to you by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Dan Pizzuta, NFL writer, 33rd team. Follow him on Twitter, obviously, at Dan Pizzuta. You're on Blue Sky too, aren't you? Yes.
Doing a lot more on Blue Sky.
Yeah, I think that's where I saw it today, was on Blue Sky, because my Twitter account is jacked because it's asking for some type of secondary authentication code or some nonsense. I can't figure it out. I've been off of it for like 4 days. So I went to my Blue Sky and saw your stuff there. And so this is the other thing. What about the Packers cornerback room at this point? Clearly, they feel pretty comfortable. I mean, they added Hobbs from the Raiders. Okay. Keyshawn Nixon at the end of the year says, I view myself as a CB1, and was stomping the idea of, I don't really want to return kicks anymore. I want to focus on playing corner. You've got Valentine still, too. What do you make of their corners versus the system that they're playing in with Jeff Hafley as defensive coordinator?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where I think the sum is going to be greater, or the whole is going to be greater than some of the parts. And, you know, Hobbs is good. I think he's flashed a little bit.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I'm going to be very interested to see what Nixon does as a little more of an outside corner. I think Carrington Valentine is very underrated for how well he played, especially as, you know, a seventh round pick coming in. So I do think if he has to play a little more, I think he has the ability to play well on the outside. So I do think the way they kind of have structured their defense and last year, I think they still did play, you know, fairly well, especially when you weren't getting as much, you know, the pressure and production as you were expecting up front. So I think if that helps a little bit more this year too, if that pass rush just kind of clicks a little more in year two under Halfley, I think that's going to help out the secondary a little more. When you have a guy like, you know, Xavier McKinney, who can just kind of cover whatever you need to in that back end at safety, I think that also brings in a little help. So I do think there's not going to be one guy who really stands out. You're not going to have a one-to-one Jair Alexander replacement, but I do think these guys are all good enough where there's not going to be a, you know, screaming weak link. And I think you can get away with that in the secondary at cornerback in the, you know, the position that the Packers are in right now.
You know, Dan, the other thing too is looking at this offseason, you know, they add Banks at guard, they add Hobbs like we talked about at corner. That was about it as far as free agency goes. Well, Mecole Hardman at wide receiver. And then you add a draft class to go along with it. They take two receivers in the first three rounds. They take a gigantic guy and Escalade and Belton to play guard or tackle for them going forward. What did you make of the Packers offseason compared to the rest of this division, and how do you see them stacking up right now as we get ready for training camp next month?
Yeah, I mean, I really like the Golden pick. I think that was something that where, you know, he's not going to be the prototypical number one. And I know there's always the discussion of whether you need that type of guy in our receiving core. But I think he does kind of give that field stretching element, you know, and I think there was debate on whether, you know, he plays at the 4-2 or whatever he ran. Right. It doesn't matter. He's fast and he gets open. That's so much more important for a wide receiver than just running straight down the field really fast. The fact that he can use that speed to create separation is something that I think the Packers missed a little bit last year, especially in the games when Watson was out, where they couldn't beat man coverage because they didn't really have anyone to do that. So I think one, he does give another option there. And so I do think that opens up the offense a little more. And I think that's going to be the key. I think the offense played really well. And I think it was really overlooked how well they played last year, especially toward the end of the season. So to have one more element to do there, I don't think they needed to do that much. So, you know, adding Golden, getting a little more on that offensive line, I really trust what Matt LaFleur is going to do in the run game, kind of regardless of who that offensive line is going to be. I think Jordan Love is fantastic at avoiding sacks, so he's going to help out the offensive line too. And then I do like what they did defensively last year schematically, and I do think another year in that system is certainly going to help. So it's okay that they didn't, you know, take too many big swings in player additions, because I really don't think they needed to do that, because I do think they have a lot of talent still in place that played well last year, and I think just kind of one more year for everybody. This is going to be a really good team, and I would expect them to compete for the NFC North again.
How much of a step back do you see the Vikings taking with McCarthy and the Lions taking with new coordinators?
So I'm a little more concerned about the Lions than I am about the Vikings. So I really kind of want to see what what the Lions are going to do. I think Ben Johnson was so good at schematically just not just having the plays, but sequencing them. And I think Jared Goff is a quarterback that we know what he is. At his best, he can play very well in that structure. But then we saw against Washington, when that pressure comes, he's not the type of guy that is going to find the answers on his own. And if that offensive line is not the same as it was last year, I'm a little concerned that this might not be, the best offense in the league as it was. So I think that has some potential to, they'll still be good. But I think if they take a little step back and they're not excellent there, that might be a little bit of concern. I'm not really concerned about what the Vikings are going to be on offense at all. And I think a lot of people were forgetting about what Sam Darnold was before he was on the Vikings last year. To plug him in, and he played okay. I think if you look at some advanced metrics, he was, 15th to 16th. So it's not like they plugged Sam Darnold in and all of a sudden they were getting top five quarterback play. I think with that system, I wasn't a huge JJ McCarthy fan, coming out of college. He wouldn't have been, one of the top guys I would have gone for. But him in that system of what they have with, Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, the way Kevin O'Connell is able to scheme open a lot of that offense, I think he's going to, plug and play right in. And it's going to be average to above average quarterback play. And I think when you have that with what they have schematically, I think they're going to be fine on offense. I'm a little concerned if they're going to be able to keep it up on defense in a way where, they were forcing so many turnovers, the havoc they create all the time. That might be a little tougher to keep up. But I think offensively, I think they're still going to be one of the more efficient teams in the league in that sense.
Last one for you. So the Packers are going to have a new boss, as Mark Murphy is going to get forced in retirement here next month at the age of 70 by Packer bylaws. July 25th, Ed Policy is going to take over. Ed Policy stated yesterday that there's going to be no extensions for Russ Ball, Gutekunst, or Matt LaFleur with a couple of years left on his deal. And he also does not believe in lame duck situations or having somebody coach or be a GM in the last year of his deal. He said it's not to say that it'll never happen, but I don't really believe it's good for anybody involved if we put them in that situation. And we were talking earlier, there might be a little bit more additional pressure than we thought going into this thing. If you were Ed Policy, how would you grade out what you've seen the last several years from Goody and now Matt LaFleur with Rodgers and with Jordan Love now?
Yeah, I would have no problem extending both of them. I think, there's certain constrictions that I think, Gutekunst has had to do in the way that I think the Packers just in general view how they like to, draft and develop in that. So they're not making a lot of big splashes in that way, but I think they have brought in, there's a lot of talent on this roster. I think Matt LaFleur is one of the better coaches in the NFL right now. And I think when you saw what he was able to do with Rodgers, in the way he was able to kind of meet in the middle with some of the things that Rodgers wanted to do. I think we've seen when Aaron Rodgers wants whatever his offense is going to be right now at the current physical state he's in, that's a very different thing than what Aaron Rodgers thought he was. So the ability to mesh those together and then to have the Love offense, which has been incredible. It has been one of the most efficient offenses since they took over. It was top five in DVOA last year. And not only that, the couple of games with Malik Willis that he had last year were, I think, if you want to show how good of a coach Matt LaFleur is, how they just kind of were able to completely rejigger that offense to have more, design quarterback runs, that run game really took off. So I think they've been able to continue to build on that. And I think he's handled game situations, fairly well. And that's a thing that the Shanahans and the McVays of the world, that's kind of their super genius at scheming offensive plays. The game management isn't always there, but I think LaFleur has continued to get better at that throughout his tenure too. So I would have no problem extending either one of those, the key pieces as soon as possible, because I think they are doing a very good job and the Packers will continue to have success with them running the team.
This has been the Potawatomi Sportsbook Green and Gold Update. See Sparky Fife with you. Dan Pizzuto, of course, NFL writer for the 33rd team. Follow him on Twitter at Dan Pizzuta. I always like to let people promote right here at the end. I know the 33rd team is stacked with so many talented people working on that website, but go ahead.
Yeah, you can follow me on all the socials. Currently deep into working on the FTN football almanac, formerly the Football Outsiders almanac. That's going to be coming out, doing four chapters there. I did the NFC North last year, doing some NFC East and the Ravens, which is kind of why I was very tuned into what the Jaire Alexander signing was happening. But we're working on that, finishing that out, and that's coming out in July. It's one of my favorite things to be doing every year. I think it's my sixth one, so
that's awesome.
I'm really happy to be doing that. So definitely grab that when it comes out. You can pre-order it now on ftnfantasy.com.
That's awesome. Dan Pizzuta, again, NFL writer for the 33rd team. Follow him on Twitter and on Blue Sky as well. Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.